Well, the hype of the Ryder Cup is well and truly behind us now, and we look ahead to some new horizons, and I suppose more especially the start of the 2018-2019 PGA Tour season. We'll also quickly look at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship being played this week at St Andrews, Kings Barnes, and Carnoustie. And we'll also take a look at the UL International Crown event, the women's teams event being played in Incheon, Korea. But let's start first with the Safeway Open, the first event of the new season on the PGA Tour. Not a particularly strong field, as you can imagine, given the fact that there have been so many key events over the last month or so, and the Ryder Cup last week, of course, only Phil Mickelson from the Ryder Cup team in this week's event. Just looking at some of the more favoured players, Ryan Moore at $21. He's been 17th and 10th in his last two times here at this event. Not great at present, but he hasn't been bad either. So I think $21 is probably reasonable value for a player such as Ryan Moore. Phil Mickelson, 3rd and 8th in his last 2 years here. He's just been average of late, and you'd have to think there's been a level of fatigue after last week. So there's a bit of a concern around Phil Mickelson. He may be buoyed by the fact that he's playing in his home state and on a golf course where he's had a bit of success in more recent times. So at $26, it's probably been, given the lack of leading players in the field, Phil Mickelson's probably a standout in that regard. But whether he can bounce back from what was a pretty disappointing week from last week remains to be seen. Emiliano Grillo won this event in 2015. He was 7th at the recent Dell Technologies event, which suggests that he's in reasonably good form. And having won here previously, Grillo at $26 probably represents a bit of value. Brent Snedeker is one of the leading players in the field this week. He's only played here the twice. He was 17th after a slow start in 2016. He did win the Wyndham three starts ago, but he's at $21. A couple of other players at slightly longer odds that may be worth keeping an eye on. Sangmoon Bae won recently on the web.com tour, and he was 6th in another event. He's getting better after that period that he had away with compulsory military service in Korea. He's getting back into the game. He was a winner of this event in 2015, interestingly enough. He's at $41. Andrew Landry was 7th last year. He made it all the way to the BMW Championship and did win in Texas earlier this year, Andrew Landry. He's at $67. So they are a couple of players worth keeping an eye on at longer odds, I think. And there's a number of new players on the PGA Tour or players that have regained their status via the web.com tour. Denny McCarthy's one of those. He's had a good run through the web.com tour finals. He's gone up a grade by playing here, if you might say, but he could be some sort of a chance. And the Australian contingent, a lot of interest to see how they go this week. Cameron Davis, Curtis Luck, both get the chance to play on the PGA Tour for the first time as card holders. A very significant week in their professional careers. There'll be a lot of interest to see how those two players go. And certainly Cameron Davis has been playing very well through the web.com tour finals. John Sendon's in the field. And Matt Jones has also regained his PGA Tour status through the web.com tour finals. So those are some of the players we'll be keeping an eye on. Ryan Moore, Emiliano Grillo, Brant Snedeker, Sangmoon Bae, Andrew Landry for longer odds. Both those latter two players for longer odds. But the Safeway Open getting underway on Thursday evening, Australian time, in Napa in California. On the European Tour, the Alfred Dunhill Links is the next event. A field that's been strengthened by the inclusion of several of the Ryder Cup players, including Brooks Koepka. It may well depend on how things surrounding the Ryder Cup, including a bit of controversy in recent days that he's certainly trying to refute, but there is some issues coming out of the Ryder Cup that could impact on him. But he did finish second in this event in 2015, ninth in 2014. He has a self-professed liking for the area of St Andrews and the courses around this area. The Tour Championship, he was a bit ordinary, wasn't he? But prior to that, his form was very good. I think we can probably put the Ryder Cup performance behind him. I think if he can overcome some of those issues that he's been addressing as a result of the Ryder Cup, then I think Brooks Koepka has got to be a chance, given the fact that he's such a high-quality player. Tyrrell Hatton is at $15. By the way, Brooks Koepka is at $10. Tyrrell Hatton is at $15. He was the winner of this event in 2017 and 2016. He's had a great Ryder Cup. He's playing solidly. He's come here buoyed with a lot of enthusiasm, no doubt, a lot of confidence as a result of the Ryder Cup victory. So he deserves to be the favourite, one of the favourites, certainly the fact that he's been the winner in each of the last 2 years. Tommy Fleetwood's at $13, regularly plays this event well. He was second in 2014, fifth in 2013, and fifth in 2011. So he's played quite nicely at a time when he was not quite the same player that he is now. He was 11th at the Tour Championship, 8th at the BMW. He was one of the stars of the Ryder Cup, especially in the early stages of the Ryder Cup. He's at $13. Shane Lowry's at $21. He was 6th in Portugal a couple of weeks ago. He did miss the cut at the Wyndham Championship, but his form in the US prior to that was pretty solid. He's played sparingly of late, but he does come here with a good record overall in this event. He's been 3rd and 6th in previous starts at this event. So Shane Lowry at $21 probably represents a bit of value. And Louis Oosthuizen, he's probably playing a little better than the results might suggest of late. He's had two or three good finishes in this event, and of course he did win the Open Championship at St Andrews back in 2010. He does not win often, Louis Oosthuizen, but he could do well this week. He's at $26. He's got new irons in the bag this week. We understand he's really excited about what they may offer to him, so we'll see how that plays out. So that's the Alfred Dunhill Links. And the other event we'll be keeping an eye on this week will be the UL International Championship, the team's event title, being played in Incheon, just outside of Seoul in South Korea. 8 teams in the field: Korea, USA, Japan, England, Australia, Thailand, Sweden, and Taipei. Korea starting the favourites as they would, playing in front of their home crowd, and obviously so many of their leading players in the field. They start as the favourites at $3 ahead of the Americans at $6. Japan, I think, might be some sort of a chance here. Nasa Hatooka, now one of the leading players in the world, has been playing so beautifully. And their other team members also play very well on the Japan Ladies Tour. And the strength of the Japan Ladies Tour is not necessarily far behind that of the LPGA Tour. And they may be a chance to take it to the Koreans, the Japan side. Australia's in the field. They're at $12. Catherine Kirk, Sarah Jane Smith, Su Oh, and of course Minji Lee, the Australian team. Bit difficult to see them winning the event against the strength of the opposition, but they could perform reasonably well. But it's Korea at $3 that are the standout favourites and are the likely winners. But as I said earlier, I think Japan have got some sort of a chance. So those are the events we'll be keeping an eye on this week. So good luck with your investments. Bet wisely and responsibly. I'm Bruce Young.